Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, not to be confused with the Incarnation, which is when the Son of God became flesh. That the Immaculate Conception is that Mary was conceived without original sin. And this solemnity, this feast day, is our paternal feast of our country. This is our feast day, each and every single one of us of this country. It is a great day to be able to pray for our country, that we can be a holy country, following God's commandments, keeping His commandments in our country. This is a great thing that we can pray for. And we celebrate this feast day because of what God has done to Mary, that He made her the new Eve. And in our first reading, we hear of that fall of man. Adam and Eve go and eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Eat that fruit of that tree. That in doing that, we see God go to them and ask Him, what have they done? And we see their immediate responses. She made me do that. The devil made me do that. Of how often in our own lives, when we commit sin, when we do something wrong, do we immediately seek to blame someone else, to blame something else, following what our first parents did? As children, we definitely did that. But we even can fall into that trap as adults. But we see God, though, in the midst of giving that just punishment for their sin, also make a promise to Adam and Eve. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head while you strike at his heel. That God makes that promise that there will be this enmity between us and the devil. That there will be this offspring of the woman. That is Jesus. Mary becomes that new Eve, and Jesus is that new Adam. Of what they do in the work of redemption, of Jesus dying on the cross, rising from the dead, ascending into heaven, the Paschal mystery, may that work of redemption, bringing about that atonement for that original sin, so that we could be one again with God. Of Mary playing that role in that, by being the mother of Jesus, by giving Him her flesh, being that mother for Him. That in doing that, God goes and takes the graces of His Paschal mystery and goes back in time to apply her to her in her conception, to free her from original sin, to make her that holy person, to be the mother of God. We know that by what the angel Gabriel says to Mary in the Annunciation. Their English translation is very poor. It doesn't show that. But if you go into the Greek original that St. Luke wrote in, you can go and read that when it says full of grace, that you'll look at the grammar of that phrase and realize that is a past tense verb participle in the passive voice. Okay, so it sounds very complicated, I know. Okay, this is what happens when Father Scheer becomes a Latin teacher. He starts digging up all the old grammar in out of his brain. Right, but you go and see that to realize past tense that it was done in the past and passive verb being that it was done to her. That God made her full of grace prior to the Annunciation at her conception so that she could be able to be that handmaid of the Lord as she responds to Gabriel, hearing what he tells her, that she will bear the Son of God. That the Holy Spirit will overshadow her, and that her Son will be holy, the Son of God, the Son of the Most High. It's very fitting that we have this feast then during Advent, as we're preparing to celebrate our Lord's Nativity, to celebrate the beginning of that work of redemption that He wrought for us. And let us continue to celebrate it. Let's have ice cream at dinner tonight. Okay, to celebrate this solemnity. That we have a God who loves us so much to give us the example of Mary. Someone we can look to of how to live out this life here on earth. Knowing that she did it perfectly without committing any sin. That she shows us that it is possible to live out the life God has called us to. The God that is calling us to as the church.